Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
The key to real love is accepting another person as is, without trying to make that person into the image of your dream. However, the key to staying in love is learning to live with some of the irreconcilable differences that just won't go away. Like what? Well, why don't you answer that question? If I were to give you a list compiled from the letters that have come to our office, it would include things like snoring, the refusal to communicate, leaving dirty socks and underwear on the floor, opening mail addressed to your mate, insisting on including his or her mother on vacations, chewing with your mouth open, and so forth. Complaints? There are plenty of them in relationships. At first, we tend to live with situations because being young and tender and romantic is great. But then when reality sets in like a cold wind out of the north, and the temperature of a relationship cools a bit, being problem solvers that we are by nature, we strive to get the other person to change. This, of course, is accomplished in a variety of ways, which usually boil down to the old carrot and stick routine. Remember the village boy who put a carrot on a stick, holding it just a bit beyond the reach of the belligerent mule who refused to budge? When that didn't work, he gave up on the carrot and began to whack the mule with a stick on the south end headed north. It's the old reward and punishment routine. Well, it may work with a mule, but not with your mate. Before we finally decide we can change them, we tend to give up, something that vast numbers of people are doing today. They can relate to the old gentleman, 85 years of age, who had been married for more than 60 years. When he filed for divorce, the judge said, "Well, if you have lived together for 60 years, why can't you make it for a few more?" "Judge," replied the old man, "enough is enough." So how do you keep from that point of despair? How do you learn to live with the differences? The following 7 guidelines will make a difference. Guideline number 1, practice respect for each other. The one you described as being so loathsome and difficult is the one you flipped over, the same one who was the personification of your dreams and hopes. Guideline 2, practice restraint. Most of the time, we say too much. Learning to pray more and preach less does more to change behavior than about anything you can do. Self-discipline is not only important, it's a must. Guideline 3, discover middle ground, which is a safe area for both of you. A marriage can be a good one when two people are vastly different and have different interests and likes, provided there is a neutral area, a comfort zone where your lives share values and interests together. That's a safe haven. You must zealously guard and protect it. Your faith in God should be part of that. Guideline 4, don't insist on winning every round. Quote, "I thought I was marrying Mr. Right," said a young woman, "but now 2 years later, he's Mr. Always Right." Guideline 5, pray together every day. Prayer doesn't change things, it changes people. Joining hands and praying together in short, simple sentences is marriage insurance that pays rich, lasting dividends. Guideline 6, compliment more than you complain. Look for something positive, say thank you for a change. Guideline 7, honor your commitment. Love is a decision, a commitment to care. Never forget it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.